Lions at this point. I think this is kind of a big game for them on Thanksgiving, and a winnable game, if you ask me. The Lions are good, but I think that the Packers could come out with the win on this one.
I would feel so bad. Like, here's the thing is, like, you know, it sucks for Green Bay fans right now, but I've been watching my friends who are Detroit fans just loving the season. If they blew a 4-game lead, I'd be like, hey, you guys just want to stay with me? I'll keep you safe.
To have all that optimism and then have it snatched away.
But you're a Detroit fan, so I bet you're used to it. Like, this is the first time the Detroit Lions have been a winning team in decades.
Decades.
They just.
I think Detroit fans are not quite to the point where it's a given. You know what I mean? They're still walking on eggshells at this point, wondering if they seal the deal and actually win this division this year.
They won't believe they won the Super Bowl until they get the rings.
You don't want that dream snatched away in the last second. No. You don't. I can appreciate that. I can respect that. Rami Makhlouf is our guest. We're talking sports. A big game for Marquette, defeating Kansas 73-49. Rami, that's big news.
Yeah, and I was never really sure if Marquette could get back to the national stage and stay there, because it always looked to me like, and people hate this term and it's kind of insulting to a basketball program or a university, but it always seemed like a stepping stone job to me, and any coach who succeeded there was sort of auditioning for a bigger, better job elsewhere. And they would bolt before this Marquette team could get anything sustainable going. But when they brought in Shaka Smart, I thought, okay, this might be a guy who's here to stay and who wants this job and can make it something sustainable and has had success elsewhere. And you're starting to see some of the results of that this year with wins like yesterday. And they've been ranked in the top five all season, and I don't expect them to go anywhere anytime soon. It's a team that could make noise in the tournament come March, which is still a ways away, but they I think that this is a team that'll still be around and making this type of noise in a few months.
I don't follow college basketball really at all, but one thing I do know is that but Kansas being beaten not just by Marquette, by the fact that they've got 49 points. I mean, that's surprising. Yeah. Like when I saw the score, I was like, my God, they only scored 49 points against Marquette. That's pretty good defense. And
the Eagles were pretty dominant. No doubt about it.
That's a good Kansas team. I mean, Kansas is always good at basketball, but that's a good Kansas team. And that's a big win for them yesterday. It made a statement. We're still early in the college basketball season. Like I said, March is a long ways away, but that doesn't mean that you can't make some statements or make some people take notice with some wins early on in the year. And I think last night was a win that made some people take notice.
Oh, definitely.
More hoops news. The Bucks tonight in Boston to take on the Celtics. How are you feeling about the Bucks so far this season, Rami?
I'm excited for this one tonight because the Bucks are starting to roll right now. And when we talked about a few weeks ago and Packers fans maybe panicking a little bit, overreacting to a slow start. Bucks fans, there's a good portion of Bucks fandom that should be kind of ashamed of themselves as we sit here today. Folks who are ready to fire Adrian Griffin and his first coaching job 10 games into the season and who are saying, this isn't going to work. We got to change things. We got to fix things. Now you're starting to see what this is going to look like, and I'm a little bit surprised and disappointed with Bucks fans having had the success that they've had and seeing what it takes to get there, the process that it takes to get there, to not expect a little bit of sputtering at the start when you have a brand new first time head coach. You brought in a new superstar in Dame Lillard, who you're asking Giannis and Chris Middleton to sort of fit into things and see how you can work him into what you guys do and get the most out of everybody. It was going to be a process, and you're starting to see it now. And I just said a second ago about it being early in the season, but not too early to make a statement or to call something a measuring stick game. And when you're talking about the Eastern Conference, you're talking about the Bucks and the Celtics. And I know Philadelphia has made some noise, but unless they get another superstar, I don't think that's going to last through the season to where they're an actual contender. This thing is going to come down to Boston and Milwaukee when all is said and done, if everybody stays healthy. And I think tonight is a game where you can make a little bit of noise and make a little bit of a statement.
In the couple of minutes we have left, Rami, you are going to be performing this weekend.
Yes, I will. I'll be at the Improv at the corners of Brookfield. They call it the Milwaukee Improv, but it's actually in Brookfield. And I'll be hosting for the hilarious Wisconsin's very own Pete Lee. I opened for him last Thanksgiving weekend at the Improv. It's sort of a tradition out there that he comes through. And he's really one of the funniest and just one of the nicest and coolest people that you'll meet in the world of comedy. So I know all the shows usually sell out when Pete comes for the weekend. There might be a few tickets left. You can go and get those tickets if they are still available at MilwaukeeImprov.com.
Excellent. Nice. Go see some comedy this weekend. And if you want tickets, Rami, I would suggest people go to that website today, right?
Yeah. Pete's a big draw in Wisconsin. Because like I said, he's one of us, as they say.
Rami McLoff, thank you so very much for joining us. Have great shows this weekend. Break a leg. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And stay with us when we come back. Secondhand items. It's Secondhand Sunday this coming Sunday. The best and worst things you ever purchased that were secondhand. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always call or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And all morning long, if you want to text in what you are thankful for, we're going to sprinkle those in across the show. We'd love to hear from you, as well as the ongoing war over green bean casserole. A texter from the 541, I am thankful for Greg's dislike of green bean casserole hot dish, so I am not alone. I am also thankful for the various people who actively pay attention and report on what's going on in Washington, D.C., state capitals, and local cities, so we can hold our elected people accountable.
There you go.
Thank you so much for that at the 541.
That's a good thing to be thankful for.
Yes, it is. Coming up at 11:33, Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com. If you're looking for movies and other entertaining things to do this long holiday weekend, Matt will have some suggestions for you. And at 11:50, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us to talk about weather conditions. If you're going to be flying, if you're going to be driving, I think around here the weather looks pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. But East Coast and things like that, if you're flying out that way, you might run into a couple different challenges. So Brittany will be here to explain what you can expect.
Nice.
Right now, though, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Friday is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is Small Business Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which I love. And yeah. I highly encourage you to come to downtown Waukesha and hit some of the little shop hays. We have all kinds of little shoppies.
Ye Olde Chape?
Ye Olde Chapes that have just really unique items, mm-hmm. jewelry items, art items, glassware items, clothing items. So I really do encourage you to come down to downtown Waukesha. We have a wonderful little downtown business district, and it's just charming.
You know, if you're looking for comedy, too, you can find it at a small business this weekend called The Laughing Tap.
Oh, that's who is headlining at The Laughing Tap this weekend?
Erica Nicole Clark, who has been on Comedy Central.
Oh.
She is also the daughter of Mr. T. That's not a lie. I'm not kidding.
She's Mr. T's daughter?
Yep. She talks about it quite openly. She, you know, I love her to death. I unfortunately will not be there this weekend, but she will be there, and she's headlining again. She was here last year, and she's fantastic. She's very, very funny. And, yes, small business.
LaughingTap.com.
Oh, yes. You know the website? Thank you, Jane.
I try to pay attention.
Hey.
Sunday, then, is Secondhand Sunday. And I love secondhand shops.
I have two hands. This is my first. This is my second hand.
I love secondhand stores. I really do. I love thrift stores. I love buying things that have been, I don't care, but I know there are some people who will not buy things that are used.
Yeah.
I'm not that way because I'm always looking for a good deal. So I was wondering, what is the best thing you ever purchased from a secondhand store? And what is the worst thing that you ever bought from a secondhand store? At 844-967-2789. And I bring this up because a good friend of mine, when her grandmother was still alive, her grandmother, who was one of the cheapest people on the planet, and my friend has like 12 siblings, so it's a really big family. So I can understand when it came to Christmas gifts, why she wanted to be a little frugal. But my girlfriend's grandmother would buy her like used slips.
Ew.
And that would be her Christmas gift.
Oh.
Should it not be generally accepted that lingerie should never be secondhand?
I would not. Does a slip qualify as lingerie?
Yes, it does.
I feel like, Calvin, do you know what a slip is? To shake your head or not if you do.
Yes, no. Calvin's 25 years old. He has no idea what a slip is.
To me, a slip is just like looser underwear.
But it's still very close to your body. And it's one of those lingerie-y type things.
So is my shirt.
That no, you don't want to.
When I think lingerie, I think, ooh, how nice.
Well, you don't want to do that second.
I mean, but regardless of your the context, or regardless of your categorization of what a slip is, that is a very odd and almost inappropriate present,
right? From your grandmother, from grandma. But
slip
into the holidays. Thanks, Granny. We used to laugh about that. I love secondhand stores. I've gotten lots of great things secondhand. Little furniture items, you know, with a nice marble top on it, little table.
The only problem I feel with, like, if you're looking for furniture or accessories, definitely, but, like, clothing store secondhand, or nowadays you have these vintage stores that are selling, like, NBA t-shirts from the 90s for, like, $100. And here's another thing. And I'm going to be quite honest. Sizing is not very inclusive at some of those places. They're buying clothes for very skinny, very tiny people. And if you're skinny and tiny, awesome. Be you, do your thing, journey your journey, buy your clothes wherever you want. But I walked into a secondhand store that was really a vintage store. And she just straight up, she goes, I don't have anything that will fit you.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know how much that kind of low-key hurts people? Like I can't come in here now.
Well, but it's just, unfortunately, people were smaller in the past. People were smaller in the past.
Jane, we're not talking about 50 years ago. These clothes aren't very old.
Oh, so it's within the last 30 years?
Yeah, and also, there's plenty of options. You choose not to put those clothes in there. That's my thing.
Okay, fine. 844-967-2789. Katie from Madison. I bought a brand new purse at a secondhand store that was such stiff material and sewn so tightly together you couldn't even get your hand inside the purse.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a good purchase.
Do you have a horror story then?
I really don't, because I've never purchased like an appliance or a small appliance, mm-hmm. which I would think could lead to some problems.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I bought coats. I bought all kinds of stuff from secondhand stores.
got some really good jean jackets from like the Value Village or the Goodwill.
Jean jackets. That is such a throwback, man. Oh, man. All morning long, by the way, we are taking what you are thankful for at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 651, I am thankful for the Civic Media app and for green bean and sweet potato casserole. Take that.
You are two-thirds contrarian, my friend. Two-thirds contrarian.
Oh, the green bean casserole war.
The great green bean war of 2023.
It will never end, apparently. Again, you can check in anytime, and we will sprinkle in your comments throughout the course of the show at 844-967-2789. Take a strong stand.
All right.
Take a strong stand. For or against.
Oh, wow. Now you're provoking them.
I just think it's hilarious.
I do too. I love it.
I think it's great that people have such strong feelings about a vegetable dish.
Yeah, a terrible vegetable dish.
No, you put the crunchy onion things on top and it's great. Anyway.
What did I say, Calvin? I said it before. People think the crunchy onions make a difference. They don't. Just eat the crunchy onions.
When we come back, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com will be joining us. We're going to talk about holiday movies that you should check out. I know a lot of people go to theaters over the Thanksgiving weekend, so stay close. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Minneapolis to battle for the Axe. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you yeah. used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 36 tomorrow, mainly clear tomorrow night, 15. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse, on the Edge, WLCX, also in Wisconsin Rapids, on WFHR. You can always check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
We have an ongoing request for you to share with us what you are thankful for, as well as the ongoing green bean casserole wars. And Matt, I can hear you. I can hear you tapping.
I can hear you. My apologies.
That's all right. Matt Miller is joining us right now from onmilwaukee.com. He is their entertainment guy, all entertainment things. And thank you so much for joining us. We set this up real last minute, Matt. Before we get into movies we should be watching this weekend or checking out this weekend, where do you weigh in on the green bean casserole debate as far as a side dish at Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I am nay to the green bean casserole. I am not. That is not my choice of Thanksgiving side / dishes. Though I will say I've been causing some. I've been picking fights with people on Thanksgiving too, because my Thanksgiving take is these weirdos coming out of the woodwork saying that dinner rolls are their favorite Thanksgiving dish. And I just don't know what to do with those people.
that's contrarian behavior. Who's like, you know, my favorite Halloween movie is Halloween 3.
But there is something special though about those little dinner rolls when they.
No, there's literally nothing special about those dinner rolls. Like, you can literally have dinner rolls any time of the year.
Well, you can have turkey whenever you want to.
Yeah, but like turkey is safe for this, whereas like this is just bread. It's just bread. It's not special bread. It's not flavored interestingly. There's nothing special about it. It's just bread. That thing you eat pretty much every day of the year. And you're like, ah, the special holiday. What makes it really special is the most boring carb imaginable. I cannot. If you are a person who your favorite Thanksgiving side is dinner rolls, you are the most boring person alive. I'm just telling you that right what now.
It's good to know. Matt Miller on Milwaukee.com coming out strong against dinner rolls.
I love a good dinner roll, but if that's your favorite thing on Thanksgiving, your family doesn't know how to cook. I'm sorry. If
it's
that
the only
is
thing that didn't get burned.
They don't know how to celebrate. They don't know how to
it's
celebrate.
It's like if your favorite color was beige. Like, come on.
All right, then. You are justified in your opinion on dinner rolls, Matt. That's completely fine. Let's get into movies. What are the new movies that we should be checking out, and what are some good old classics as we get into the holiday season that people should be watching?
Yeah, first of all, I would just like to say, obviously, the segment is sponsored by Pillsbury. But second of all, obviously, if it's Thanksgiving, you got to watch Trains, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It is the classic of Thanksgiving. Honestly, it's one of it. I think it's so good that it kind of ruined the idea of making other Thanksgiving movies, because Thanksgiving is weirdly a holiday that gets overlooked a lot when it comes to, you know, Hollywood stories and stuff like that. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is just such a wonderful movie. It's funny. It's genuinely funny. John Candy, if we lived in a just society, would have an Oscar nomination for that movie. He is so perfect in his being annoying, but being human at the same time. That, like, we've seen these movies where someone is supposed to be the annoying foil, and you're just like, I can't believe I have to spend 2 hours with this person. And in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he is annoying, but he is so deeply human and an emotional reservoir. You're just, you love him and hate him at the same time, and it takes a special actor to pull off kind of that tightrope.
I think he brought that sweetness, though, John Candy did, to so many of the things that he did.
Yes.
Almost an innocence on some level. It's just like, no, this is just who I am. This is just how I behave. And other people like this, you know, you start the movie being on Steve Martin's side. And then by very quickly into that movie, you realize that both of these people have their flaws and have to learn how to cooperate. It's a lovely movie and a very, again, still funny too.
He is an actor that I think about often and miss him. And I'm very excited about the documentary that his children and Ryan Reynolds are going to be putting together.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
I will be crying the entire time, but
I he's one of those actors like Philip Seymour Hoffman, like a lot of actors, where you just think about the performances that we didn't get, like that. John Candy should have had this incredible late career of just wonderful performances, both funny and dramatic, because he had the range. And you see that in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You see it in JFK. Little part in JFK, but you're watching him be a totally different person, and the dramatic freak out he has in the scene, like not freak out, but like he has a moment. It's just that's just something you haven't seen in him. And so good.
And speaking of JFK, I did just want to mention that today is the 60th anniversary, tragically, of the assassination of John F. JFK in 1963.
It's just, and also, like, John Candy was a part of, he was a star in Hollywood at a time when there wasn't really, audiences weren't interested in seeing actors like him break out of kind of roles that we were used to. You know, ask Jim Carrey about like how hard it was to like break into like dramas that people would actually bother to see and wouldn't hold against you, you know. And it nowadays it would have been interesting to see like someone really like utilize a John Candy in a dramatic role, more stuff like JFK. And there's also, I think, just more of a respect for comedy now than there was back then, in terms of realizing how much performance goes into making a role like that work. John Candy, man, he was a great one.
He was amazing. He was one of a kind. He really was one of a kind. So we have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for the classic Thanksgiving movie fair. Yeah. What might be a little outside of the box, Mitt?
I hope people check out The Holdovers this holiday weekend and this whole entire kind of winter season. It's the new Alexander Payne movie. He's the guy behind Sideways, about Schmidt, Nebraska. It's his first movie in a couple of years, actually. I think 5 years, starring Paul Giamatti as this crotchety teacher at like a East Coast prep school who gets kind of stuck with babysitting duty over the holiday break, with an ornery student who hates him, and the cook who is also kind of stuck there over the holiday season. It's just really a lovely movie. It just feels like winter in that it's so warm and cozy, but at the same time, it has these kind of melancholy notes of like those winter days where you're looking out the window and kind of thinking about time passing and stuff like that. And it's just such a wonderful human movie. It's such a cliche to say, you know, they don't make movies like this anymore, but they really don't. make movies like The Holdovers much anymore. Great performances. I think you're definitely going to hear Paul Giamatti's name come up at the Oscars. I think you're going to hear Divine Joy Randolph's name, who plays the cook in the movie. She's lovely. It's such a good performance that it's one of those performances that when she's not on screen, you're like, I want more time with her. Bring her back.
I miss her.
I need her back on screen, please. it's a really lovely movie, and I hope people keep showing up for it. I think if you are looking, like I said, for like kind of a movie for adults this weekend with all of the kids movies out and the franchises, definitely make some time for The Holdovers. It's rather lovely.
Matt Miller is our guest. He's from onmilwaukee.com, and we're talking about entertainment options for this long Thanksgiving weekend. Paul Giamatti too, I think, is one of those actors who can cover such a wide range of things. He Absolutely. Really is remarkable. Mm-hmm. And he's not a leading man kind of guy, but he's a wonderful, wonderful character actor.
No, if he was coming up right now in Hollywood, he would not be getting lead roles. Yeah. Like, it's one of those cases where, like, he is not generally, like, stereotypically speaking, your lead role. But he's great in his roles. And weirdly enough, I believe he only has one Oscar nomination, and really? It's for like, and it's for Cinderella Man, which is one of the most forgettable movies of all time. Like, it's not a bad movie, but it's just, you forgot the movie Cinderella Man existed until I brought it up right
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. And it's weird that Sideways, nominated for Best Picture, I believe. I think it might've even won Best Screenplay that year. How do you not nominate Paul Giamatti in that movie? He is such a critical part of that film. He's a great character actor. He's just a lovely presence in that movie. And it's another one of those kind of John Candy tightrope walk situations where I will say the first 15 minutes of The Holdovers is kind of a weird sit because everyone's really grumbly and really kind of, you know, you're like, oh, is the whole movie
gonna be crabby?
Like, is everyone in this movie going to be like this for 2 hours? Because, oh boy, I'm gonna need to take some bathroom breaks then. Yeah. But instead, like, it really warms up, and the way the characters unfold in the movie is just really, it's just really great. I hope people check that out this weekend. That's, I think, the best thing out there you can find right now.
All right. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, Matt, and apparently the controversy over green bean casserole continues. We have Ron, who's been waiting from Milwaukee at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Hey, I'm okay with green bean casserole, if I can just get into the mindset that it's a thick cream soup, then it tastes a lot better to me. But I can't live without cranberry relish, and turkey leftovers are much better than the meal itself. Can I talk about movies, my movies?
Real quickly, Rob.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I never miss a Paul Giamatti movie, but a couple of Christmas movies that are full of laughs and heartfelt. A Christmas Story and Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
Yes. Oh, that's an interesting one. I feel like when that Scrooged first came out, people didn't love it. I don't think the reviews of it were all that kind. I think people kind of soured on it because it's a more sour Christmas movie.
Without a
than
doubt.
Most. Yeah. It is not saccharine. It is pretty, it's pretty bitter in some cases. But I think maybe we've grown to that because it's kind of an alternative to the Hallmarkization of the holiday movie, where like it is so soft and squishy and textureless that, you know, it's kind of nice to see a holiday movie with a little texture, a little bit of that bitterness that I think we all have around the holiday season when we're last minute shopping and people are annoying us because they got the last thing we needed.
Texter from the 715 says John Candy and Chris Farley in a movie would have been one for the ages.
It would have been.
If they were still alive today, there would definitely be an Odd Couple remake with those two. Like,
oh, that'd be fun too.
It would be an obvious green light, and it would be incredible. It's just hard to think about, you know, when we lose people too soon, about, again, the performances we could have gotten, the depths that we didn't even know that they had.
Yeah.
It's hard stuff like that.
Absolutely.
We miss and love you, John Candy and Chris Farley.
Yeah, I should also note, if you are a horror movie fan, somehow there is a horror movie about Thanksgiving for you out this weekend as well, called Thanksgiving, about a serial killer running around a neighborhood killing people on Thanksgiving. So if you are a dark soul,
there's a home for you. There's a home for
you. There's a home for you, starring McDreamy. For some odd reason.
I won't be watching it because I like horror movies, but I will be watching Violent Night next month because I love that movie.
Oh, and it's John Woo. For those who don't know, this is the new action movie from John Woo, who hasn't made an American movie in like decades, about a guy going on a vengeance spree, John Wick style, over the holidays, which, that's, you know what? Take my money.
That's a whole different conversation, but that's where I feel like a lot of those movies are going now, with like older man has been mistreated. He will kill everyone.
Yeah, they made that last year with literal Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Matt. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your family. Please send along our best wishes and stay with us if you can. When we come back, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us to give you the holiday forecast if you're flying or driving. And the green bean casserole debate continues. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can check in a number of different ways. If you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, you can post a comment there. You can directly call and or text via the Civic Media app if you want to go that way. Or you can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, it's our last segment before we apparently are going to wrap up the green bean casserole wars. Right now,
casseroles, casseroles, casseroles.
We're going to talk travel and our very own meteorologist for Civic Media. It's time for wine and weather. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. Let's whine about the weather together, right?
Yes. There you go. What are we looking at? How are things looking for Wisconsin? I mean, there's going to be millions of people hitting the roads today and hundreds of thousands of people heading to the skies. So what's kind of the overview, at least for people who are going to be traveling around the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have going on here is we're in between two major systems. One right now is putting some, you know, flight delays on the East Coast here this afternoon. We have another system arriving on the West Coast. That one we're going to keep an eye on for the holiday, but it's really going to stay away from us. We're not going to see anything travel hazard-wise throughout the state of Wisconsin until about Sunday morning. That's when you're going to want to be at a destination. I wouldn't recommend traveling on Sunday morning throughout the state because the S word is arriving.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Snow.
I know. You know, the system is really going to dump throughout the mountains. It's going to hit Nebraska, Kansas. but it really starts to fizzle out as it heads towards Wisconsin and Illinois. So what we're looking at is probably about a half an inch to an inch of snowfall Sunday morning, maybe about 5 a.m., winding down by noon. And it really wants to hit kind of Janesville in towards Madison, Milwaukee, kind of up towards the Fox Valley into Green Bay a little bit. That's where our heavier snow totals look to be. But again, not a big system. It's really only looking about a half an inch to an inch. But with the increased traffic on the roads, slick and slippery spots,
yeah.
I just avoid Sunday morning.
If you can. Yeah, if you can. Well, and again, we have to get used to driving in winter. It's like we all have to relearn the first and second time that it actually snows, that the laws of gravity actually, or the laws of physics actually apply to all of us. I don't care what you're driving.
Exactly. Especially with the ice, too. Four-wheel drive doesn't even matter at that point. So just simple things to remember. I recommend, too, right now is a good time to pack like a winter weather safety kit for your car.
Sure.
Have it in there for the rest of the season.
And what should that include, what should that include, Brittany?
I would definitely make sure you have your gloves in there, some hand warmers. You're going to want a blanket or a sleeping bag just in case you get stranded on the side of the road. We've got cold temperatures coming back down. By Friday, Saturday, it's going to be feeling like the 20s out there. So if you're on the side of the road for some time, that adds up. Grab a blanket in there. You want your scraper, shovel, kitty litter, all that kind of stuff.
That's a good idea.
And the other thing too, Brittany, and I refer to this all the time because I just think it's so useful. It's that 511wi.gov website that will give you a look at all the accidents and all the incidents all over the state. So before you hit the road, you can actually take a look and see what you're going to be dealing with once you get out there.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool because you can see live cameras. You can actually see the road conditions out there as well. And they'll update if it's slick or slippery, if there's snow on the highways. So I love that app.
Any strong feelings about green bean casserole, Brittany? Because we have been doing this all morning long. Texter listening in Oshkosh on WISS. I agree that the green bean casserole is gross, but do not diss my sweet potato yams with brown sugar. Yummy, yummy.
Ooh, okay. So I have to pick one or the other, or
we're just feeling you out regarding green bean
casserole.
Yeah, green bean casserole. I mean, what would you not eat at a Thanksgiving table?
Oh gosh, I do not personally like sweet potatoes. Unfortunately, I try every year. There's just something about them. Not for me. I love corn casserole, and I'll just take regular green beans, please.
Okay.
See, and I think that could lead to an entirely different controversy. The corn casserole. You just introduced a whole different element into the argument.
What did
Brittany.
You do, Brittany? What did you do?
Uh-oh. This is what us meteorologists usually do.
Causing trouble wherever she goes. We only have a couple of minutes
exactly.
left, and I just wanted everyone to very quickly, if you would, share something for which you are thankful. Greg Bach, we'll start with you.
I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife, and I'm thankful for Kristen Bry, because if it had not been for Kristen Bry, I wouldn't be here.
I would second that. Calvin, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom and dad and my brothers and sisters and the great civic media that employs me.
Brittany Merlo, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family, my friends, good health for all of them, and all four seasons in Wisconsin.
That's such a meteorologist thing to say.
Jane, you?
It really is. I am so grateful for my siblings. We had a death in our family within the last few months. It's been kind of a rocky 6 months.
Yeah.
So I want to thank my siblings for all their support. Everyone here at Civic Media for all their support. It has meant everything to me.
We love you very much.
And that will do it.
Yes.
Brittany Merlo, be real safe on the roadways. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And again, hopefully it won't be too bad on Sunday when everybody, millions and millions of us, are going to be heading home.
Heck yeah.
Yes, you too. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be safe, everybody.
Thanks,
you
Brittany.
As well. Another texter, Pat from the 715. I am thankful for the WKRP Turkey Drop episode, which if you have not seen, it aired today. This was a classic, classic television show where they dropped turkeys from a helicopter expecting they could fly.
Yep.
It didn't end well. You can find it on YouTube. It will make you howl. I assure you. Speaking of howling, go back and listen to yesterday's As Goes Wisconsin. You can find it at civicmedia.us and listen to the segment with Cindy from Wausau talking about her gravy trauma. You will laugh your heads off. And tomorrow and Friday, we will be gone, but we're running specially curated best of programs. So if you want to have that on in the background, I certainly hope you will do that. I hope you have a wonderful, safe, non-fighting Thanksgiving with all the relatives.
You as well.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
That would be good for all of us. And stay close. Coming up next, we have the news at noon, followed by the wonderful Todd Alba program from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. That's coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm in my arms, and it brings back memories and all of your sweet loving charms.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in a, like really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Friday could be the day 50 hostages being held by Hamas are released in exchange for 150 Palestinian women and children being held by Israel. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
U.S. officials have said that not only will the U.S. continue to support Israel in its time of need and in this war effort, but that they're doing everything they can to get these hostages and bring them home. In fact, we did receive a statement from NSC spokesperson Adrian Watson that essentially said that this deal is on track.
As Israel promised, the hostage-for-prisoner swap agreement hasn't stopped its attacks on Hamas targets. In a statement, the Israeli military says IDF drones and tanks have eliminated terrorist cells in the northern Gaza Strip, and its soldiers have found a tunnel shaft inside a mosque. The IDF says over the last day, it has carried out aerial strikes on more than 300 Hamas terror targets. There was a tragic accident on the U.S. side of the U.S.-Canada border crossing at Niagara Falls. Authorities say there's no indication it was a terrorist attack. More from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
There was a car in front of him. He swerved around it.
Eyewitness Mike Gunther.
All of a sudden, he went up in the air. And then it was a ball of fire like 30, 40 feet high.
A preliminary federal law enforcement assessment obtained by CBS News says the car was traveling at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb or embankment, then crashed through a fence and landed in a secondary inspection area.
Train cars carrying chemicals derailed in eastern Kentucky Wednesday afternoon, says WKYT-TV reporter Phil Pendleton.
Speaking to some firefighters and even the Red Cross, they tell me that they are very concerned that local and state officials have not updated them on exactly what this train was carrying and what danger that it may pose to the community. All we have been told is that it was sulfur and malt, and it released some kind of a cloud.
Roads are going to be busy the next few days, and so will the folks keeping the breakdown lanes clear, says AAA of Texas spokesman Doug Shoup.
It is important to check your vehicle, though, because during that five-day holiday travel period, here in Texas alone, AAA Texas anticipates coming to the roadside rescue of 20,000 stranded drivers.
He says check your tire pressure, oil level, and your hoses. CBS's Elaine Quijano says a serious illness that doesn't respond to antibiotics has sickened hundreds of dogs in multiple states.
Vets are concerned there could be more cases as people board their dogs for the holidays. They recommend making sure your pet is up to date on its vaccines, especially for respiratory diseases.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee got off to a slow start and lost to the Celtics 119-116. Boston was up 21 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin compared the game to a Dickens novel.
Tell of two games there. First half, I thought
you know, you have to execute at a high level. And we miss a lot of shots. Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers got hot late in the fourth quarter to beat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off title. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Minnesota on Saturday. Luke Fickell asked if he has enough healthy starters to compete.
You know, there's a lot of those things that we're going to have to figure out as we move forward. Like I said, everybody hurts, right? It's the last week of the season. Everybody hurts. But everybody wants to play in the rivalry game.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 36. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 15 tonight, mainly clear. Tomorrow, high of 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referral. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner. Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devils have consent you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.